A recorder joined.
Welcome, everyone, and good evening. This is our Finance and Facilities Committee meeting for Thursday, June the 4th, and we do have quorum. This is Trustee Dankel. I will be chairing the meeting tonight, and I'll start by reminding us of the virtual meeting norms. Please note that the meeting is being recorded and it will be posted.
Joined.
It will be posted for the public. All callers are to place themselves on mute until called upon to help with sound quality. We have a roll call in place for attendance and for questions. When you're called upon for questions, if you have no questions, please verbally indicate that you don't have any. We don't want to assume in case you've forgotten to unmute yourself. I will randomly select a committee member to move an action item, which does not necessarily mean you support the item, but it moves it on the floor. And to facilitate voting, we will do a negative vote. I will ask if anyone is opposed to an action item, and you only need to speak up if you are opposed. At this point, I will start by calling the meeting to order and doing a roll call. I do have regrets from Trustee Johnstone, and I don't believe Trustee Ted is on the line just yet, but we'll go through, starting with Trustee Becky Buck.
I am here.
Thank you. Trustee Cam Galindo?
I'm here as well. Thank you.
And just to check, Trustee Paul Tutt? Okay, I don't believe he's with us yet. I'll just go through the staff who are on the line. I believe Paul will be joining us shortly. Associate Director Zucker?
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Thank you. Good evening. Senior Manager of Business, Denise Dawson?
I'm here. How's everyone today?
Great. Thank you and welcome. Senior Manager of Facilities, Dave Anderson.
I'm here as well. Thank you.
Paul.
Join.
Dave. Oh, nice to hear you, Paul. Communications Officer, Mark Taylor.
I'm here as well. Thanks.
Welcome. And our minute taker is Gail McDonald.
I'm here.
Thank you. And I've just heard Trustee Paul Tutt, you've joined us.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Thanks. So we have everyone but Trustee Johnstone on tonight. Are there any non-committee members present from the trustees? I didn't receive any notice that anyone would be joining us, so we'll carry on with approval of the agenda. I will have that moved by Trustee Buck. Are there any questions or comments? I'll quickly run through roll call. Trustee Buck?
No questions.
Thank you. Trustee Galindo?
No questions either. Thank you.
Trustee Tutt?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone opposed to approving the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move along to item number 3. This is our capital projects construction update. It is a monitoring item, and I believe that will be coming from our Senior Manager of Facilities, Dave Anderson.
Great. Thanks so much. And through the chair, this is our quarterly update. This is our latest update since March 12th. There was also a verbal update from the Associate Director in May, where we talked about the impacts of COVID-19. This essentially is looking at all of our capital. There's obviously an awful lot of projects on the go and identified. I won't take the time or bore everyone with the details of all the projects, but I will just summarize that out of our 9 new builds, 3 are now complete and 6 are in construction. And then the 4 addition projects, 2 are complete. 1 is in construction, which is Mount Albion, that just started essentially yesterday with some demolition work and asbestos abatement. And then Collegiate being the remaining addition project that is going to be ramping up construction in the next 2 weeks. So in addition to some of that work, great to report that FM has worked closely with the procurement team, and we've had a significant number of tenders issued for projects such as roof replacements or window replacements that we can take advantage of this summer and get in and get completed before the fall startup. And we've also seen some great progress on some of our accessibility projects. So Westview and Dundas Central, just to name a couple, where we have new elevators installed. And then at the secondary level, we've worked with Ancaster High and McNabb that are both well underway for new elevators there. So that's it in a nutshell. I'm happy to take any questions that are specific to projects or take them away if I can't address anything here. But this is, again, just our quarterly update, and we'll provide another update in September after the summer construction.
Thank you for presenting the report, and it's exciting to see. We have over $300 million in capital projects on our books. It's exciting to see the new builds, many of which we have nearing completion, and we've got open dates in the near future, and also exciting to see renewal work. It makes a big difference, particularly in older schools, and the accessibility work is so important, so I have to give a shout-out and say thank you, J.L. Armstrong is finally going to get an elevator for a three-story building in elementary. That will really make a difference. Can I just clarify before I go to questions, where it says under the phase, it often says regulatory approval. So would that include site plan approval with the city or approval to proceed from the ministry?
Yes, so thank you, and through the chair. So regulatory approvals would include just that. So it's it could be site plan approval, it could be a building permit, or it could be an approval to proceed from the ministry as well. Yes, correct.
Thank you for clarifying that. So I'll move to questions. I'm going to start with Trustee Galindo. Any questions or comments?
No questions at this time, just that I'm very happy to see that we're moving forward with a lot of the projects and continuing to fulfill the work that staff worked so hard to do over the last few years. So thanks to everyone for that.
Thank you. Trustee Tutt, any questions or comments?
No questions. Just happy to see that work's being completed. And kudos to Dave and his team and the entire staff for following the plan and making those much-needed upgrades and repairs. So thank you. I know the folks at Dundas Central are very happy.
Thank you. Always good to hear. Trustee Buck, any comments or questions?
I was hoping to get a bit of a clarification on accessibility, the two accessibility projects for our secondary schools, McNabb and Ancaster. Is there a good hope that maybe these projects could be done in time for school in September?
Senior Manager Anderson?
So through the chair, that is our hope and our expectation, and and we now have essentially, once the student access is completed and we're essentially turning over the entire school. So they've got some additional time. So, yes, we're hoping to see both projects at the secondary level completed for September.
Great to hear. I am also wondering, very specifically, I'm thinking of Westview was in the middle of an accessibility project as well. And I know it's taken a lot longer than the original timelines and for the reasons that you had outlined earlier. But is it possible that that project will be completed in time for September?
So through the chair, Westview, the lift is actually completed there. So we're in great shape. They're just buttoning up some deficiency work and that sort of thing. So, yes, we're in great shape there.
Okay, perfect. Sorry, I just know that there's a student starting in the fall, and she just really could use a completed project. So that's exciting to hear. Other than that, I have no further questions. Thank you all for the hard work that you put in.
Thank you, Trustee Buck. I just had a couple of small questions, and you won't be surprised when I ask this, but recognizing that we've sort of stalled some of our elementary benchmark work with respect to gym expansions because the ministry hasn't approved the use of proceeds of disposition for those, I just want to ask, a number of those projects also impact some work that is to be done on the schoolyards for those schools. So at this point, have we had any update from the ministry regarding the use of proceeds of disposition, any direction from the ministry on how we might start moving forward on those projects?
Thank you, and through the chair, Stacey, I'll start and then Dave can add on. So Dave and I met with the ministry again last week and put our concerns on the table and asked from a staff perspective if there's anything else that we can do. The staff indicated that they would be meeting with the minister's office staff on Tuesday of this week, and that they would get back to us if there's anything else from a staff perspective that we're able to do. Unfortunately, I haven't heard back from them based on the meeting on Tuesday, and I have followed up but haven't heard anything. So if staff is not able from a staff perspective to push it any further, what we would have to do is go back and either revisit those projects, and we can always submit them through capital priorities. Of course, we were limited to 8 projects when we submit capital priorities, so we didn't think as staff that that was the appropriate place to go. We did provide further information, so we're hoping that they will reconsider and maybe give us some information on how we can strengthen those cases and try again to get an exception to use our proceeds. If we can't, and if that is the only option, or if staff doesn't have any further options available, then we may look to trustees and to the communities for a political push. So I would say by Tuesday when we meet again, we should have an update from the ministry, and we may look at what are our next steps from a political perspective, because staff may have exhausted all of their options.
Thank you for all of the work that staff have done. This has been a few years now that we've been working through this with the current government. And I just have to acknowledge that every year a project is delayed, there are students that leave a school that will never benefit from it. And we did a lot of important work over the past 2 terms through accommodation reviews, through school closures, and that was part of the commitment when we did that work, was that schools would be updated to meet the ministry benchmark so that they would have the right spaces for curriculum delivery for the size of the school. So I appreciate that the work that staff's done and that we may need to take additional steps. I look forward to the update then next week or whenever we receive that. I had one other question, and it was about, I'm trying to find, this is an extensive list, thank you so much for the details. I noticed that for Central, the benchmark work is listed as being on hold. Can I just get clarification on what's happening with Central?
Thank you, and so through the chair, we had indicated that given the heritage designation of that particular school, we wanted to make sure that a gymnasium expansion was feasible and something that we could do within what we've been identifying as the budget for other projects within our inventory. So we've been working with a consultant to develop a feasibility study to look at what our gains would be and what the impact to the site, and if there was any impact to the existing building. And then at the time where we were nearing completion of that process, we found out through the ministry that the other gymnasiums were not being approved for use of pods. So we've sort of paused the Central piece until we can find out or have more information from the ministry as to how we can move forward.
Thank you for clarifying that. That's, I guess, an additional challenge we have to work around. And I lied. I have one last question. One of the natural fields, I think it's Salt Fleet, it looks like there is some extension of the project because there is some issues or some unexpected issues with the site, the basin, the drainage, but it – will that project be then completed this summer, or has the scope of the project changed significantly?
So through the chair, it has changed. I won't say significantly, but there is some significant drainage work that does need to be completed that wasn't clear in the as-built drawings, and some assumptions were made that work had been completed under previous work in years gone past. So there is some drainage work that needs to be done there. It is fairly significant. we want to make sure that we can have the turf and the track laid down and still maintain our warranty. The track itself, when they do place the asphalt and rubberized membrane, there's very strict parameters around the weather, so we're still hoping that we can get it done this year. That's our plan, but if the summer ends quickly, if it becomes too cool and that window is very small, then we'll have to push it to spring. But right now our current plan is to have it completed for September.
Thank you. So just to clarify, if this drainage work is done correctly and appropriately, when we do the turnover of the field, let's say in 10 years, and as we shift to artificial turf fields, would it be set up for an easy switch over, or would there have to be additional work done typically, and I guess in a standard situation?
So through the chair, the drainage system is a little bit different for the artificial turf fields, but this is essentially the main line that takes all the, if you can imagine, all the different fingers of drainage under the field. This is the main line that then takes it to the city system. So any work that we do now is only to the benefit of the future field, whether it's natural or the artificial when we eventually have to roll over.
Thank you so much. This is a monitoring item, so we do not need to vote on it. So with that, we can move along to item number 4, which is our 2020-2021 budget development. This is a verbal update. We don't have any copy for this. So I believe I'm turning this over to Senior Manager Denise Dawson.
Actually, I'm going to start it off. Sorry,
Thank you. Go ahead.
That's okay. Just an update to trustees. One, we have not received the GFN yet, or PPF, so the Priority Partnership Funding. And the latest update from the minister, from what we can understand, was when he spoke to the directors and the chairs, was that we were looking at the end of June, beginning of July to get the GFN. So obviously that is much later than we had anticipated. As a result, we talked, Manny and I talked, and then I spoke with our chair, Trustee Danko, and we have come up with a plan that on Tuesday of next week, when we have our regular budget meeting that was scheduled with trustees, it will be a finance and facilities meeting where we will actually present the entire budget and look to approve the budget based on the estimates. One thing that the minister always says is that there are no significant changes that are expected. There shouldn't be any surprises that come through this budget. I think if there are delays and if there are changes, it would likely be there's additional funding for COVID-related expenses. So, again, from a budget perspective, we've been conservative in our estimates. So we feel that we are at a point where we can pass the budget that we have. We would also have a motion that if there is additional funding that comes through when we get the GSN and we do the actual calculations, that where that funding would go, and that we would have another motion to say if it's changed significantly that we would come back to finance and facilities. But we feel because we've done some great assumptions and we've done a lot of work, because we're in a position where the minister says that the budget is not going to change, because we're looking at July before we get the actual GSN, and obviously for both staff and trustees, it gets more difficult to get together and to present this. We think that this is the best way to move forward. So, again, on Tuesday of next week, you will see the regular budget presentation as if, for the most part, it's something that you would see on an annual basis when we actually have the GSN. We are looking to approve the budget at that time, and then we would, if there are any changes, we would have what do we do if there's additional funding, and what do we do if the budget changes significantly. So that's our update for today. Again, we look forward to Tuesday, and that is the meeting where it's a finance and facilities meeting, but we do usually invite all of the trustees to come and to listen to that presentation. If they can't make it, obviously they will be able to listen to the recording afterwards. So the intention would be that the budget would be passed by the board on June 22nd. And again, once staff gets the actuals, then they would do their calculations and be in a position where they're able to file with the ministry if there are no significant changes. So with that, I'll turn it over back to the chair so she can facilitate the questions.
Thank you. And thanks for thinking creatively and efficiently and looking at this from both a trustee and staff perspective. How do we keep moving forward in the absence of confirmation of the GSN and PPF funding, but also recognizing that we've had clear messaging that there shouldn't be significant changes or surprises. And as you mentioned, when there's additional costs, there is typically additional funding to go along with it when it comes to things like COVID. So I will turn to trustees for questions, starting with Trustee Tutt. Any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Buck.
Just a comment. Just thank you for the work that you've been doing. And, yeah, I agree that we've got to move forward with this. So, no complaint here.
Thank you. Trustee Galindo.
Thank you, Trustee Danko. I do have, a point of clarification on the question. Thank you, Stacey, for the verbal update. I can understand the disappointment and frustration in not getting the GSN information and funding announcement sooner. This does sound like it's a good direction that we're heading in. So I just want to clarify my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong. We would be looking at approving the budget at a future meeting based on our best estimates, and if anything, we would be expecting additional funding related to COVID, which would be a problem that may or may not need additional board approval, but it would be, you know, good news nonetheless. Is that correct?
Thank you, Trustee Galindo. Yes, that's correct. So, again, even usually when we prepare our budget and using estimates, we're very conservative anyways. So when we get the actuals and Denise and her team do the recalculation, there's usually a little bit of funding, I would say under $500,000, although that doesn't sound like a little bit, but for an over half a billion dollar budget, it is not as material. So if it were that much, we would just say add it to the contingency and then have specific areas where trustees would give direction. That's what the expectation would be on Tuesday, that we would bring forward the recommendations from exec council on where, if we had additional funding, where it would be spent, and trustees would agree yes or no, and that would be part of the motion moving forward.
Thank you. In the unlikely scenario that for whatever reason we get an unexpected budget cut somewhere, what happens then? Do we then have an unbalanced budget, or what would that scenario look like?
If that were the case and there was a surprise for us, then that's where we would have the motion to say we have to come back to trustees. So trustees are approving the budget. If there are no significant changes, then we're good to go. If there are changes, especially changes that reduce our budget, then that is definitely where we would have to go back to the drawing board, I guess, for exec council, and then bringing that forward. So we would have to reconvene the finance facilities team again to make those decisions and then make the recommendations to board, and it would require additional board approval.
Okay, thank you. And final question, you said it was end of June that we were expecting the GSN funding announcement?
We have heard end of June, beginning of July.
Perfect, thank you. I appreciate the update. Those are all my questions.
Thank you, Trustee Galindo. And I don't have any questions, but just to remind trustees that we do have our budget priorities that we've already set, and we can look at next week, or it would be next week, at our next meeting, looking at if there was additional funding, and as the associate director has mentioned, that's somewhere often in the range of about $500,000. Would we add additional lines to the secondary contingency? Would we want to add additional EAs? Those are types of things that trustees have discussed in the past, and that would be an if there was additional funding scenario. But that is something that we can discuss in detail when we have the full presentation next week. So thank you again for looking at this from a moving things forward perspective to staff, and I think we're in a good position to do this with the motion capturing those caveats that if there are significant changes, if there's a decrease in our budget, that it will come back to trustees. So, again, this is not an action item, so we will then move on to item number 5, which is resolution into committee of the whole private session as per the Education Act, Section 207.2b. At this time, I'm going to have that moved by Trustee Tutte and ask if anyone is opposed. Hearing no one, I will ask that trustees end this call and we'll close the public session. If you could hang up from this call and take a short break, we'll reconvene in 5 minutes to join the private session. We will not rise from the private session back into public. Okay, I will talk to you again shortly. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night.
Trustee Cam Galindo.
Left.
Paul.
Left.
AP Zucker.
Left.
Becky Beck.
Left.
Mark Taylor?
Left.
Don Danko?
Left.
Denise Dawson?
Left.
Dave?
Left.
Gail MacDonald?
Left.